This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior World Health Organization official said on Thursday the Israeli military and Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to three separate zoned three-day pauses in fighting in the Gaza Strip to allow for the vaccination of some 640,000 children against polio.
We call on all parties to pause, of course, the fighting to allow children and families to safely access health facilities and community health outreach workers to get the children who cannot access health facilities for polio vaccination.
Rick Pieperkorn, the World Health Organization senior official for the Palestinian territories, also said the vaccination campaign is due to start on Sunday. But for some children, it came too late. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Baby Abdul Rahman, days away from his first birthday and should be learning to walk. But at just 9 months of age, he became Gaza's first recorded polio case in 25 years. His mother, Naveen Abu Al-Jidyan, says he was born just weeks before the war began. And because they had been displaced from one place to another, he did not have all his routine infant vaccinations. Since 1988, cases of polio have declined by 99% worldwide, thanks to mass vaccination campaigns and efforts to continue to eradicate it completely.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukraine's top commander, Oleksandr Sursky, said on Thursday he spent several days in the eastern Pokrovsk front and described fighting there as exceptionally tough. Russia has been pressing hard towards the strategic hub of Pokrovsk in recent months, steadily inching forward, and it hasn't slowed since Russia's surprise incursion into Russia's western